This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Lots of free agent news over the last 27 hours here for your Cowboys. You knew about the Eric Berry visit last night if you were listening to the Ben and Skin Show or the KNC Masterpiece. I do believe it was Brian Broaddus who said it first that I saw it. So you knew about the possibility of Randall Cobb and the safety Clayton Gethers who were in yesterday. Now this morning, reports of Malik McDowell, a former Michigan Wolverine.
Michigan State Sparty.
Okay, a big pass rushing defensive tackle who had some focus issues coming out of college, and then he was picked up by the Seahawks and immediately got into an ATV accident that ended his ability to play football, we thought, because it was a very significant health issue that came. But apparently the Seahawks let him go, and he wants to continue his career, so the Cowboys are taking a look at Malik McDowell. But Eric Berry is the biggest name. The second biggest name, though, today, Robert Quinn. A former Rams pass rusher who in 2014 had 19 sacks. Last year had 6.5. He's been under 10 for the last couple of seasons, but still has a ton of potential. And that is a really interesting thing. He's currently under contract with the Miami Dolphins. But what are the Cowboys thinking there? Try your hand at putting a thumbnail around what the Cowboys' free agent philosophy is right now and what all these meetings at the Star mean over the last couple of days. I mean, how many of these guys could they get? How many are they looking to get?
Well, let's see here. So they're kind of not all over the map, but focused on the areas that we kind of thought they would. Let's see. Gethers, safety. Berry, safety. Robert Quinn, D-end. Malik McDowell, D-tackle. Randall Cobb, wide receiver. And pretty much all of them have something that would make teams hesitant. So Robert Quinn, at age 28, it shouldn't be over for him. And I've seen some of the plays he made last year. He's still got the speed to turn the corner. So he could replace Randy Gregory, no problem.
Nice.
Robert Quinn's holdup is that he's in the last year of a deal that's going to pay him about $12 million. Eric Berry is...
And he's on a team that wants to tank.
Right, and he's on a team that's like, why would we want to pay you $12 million? What if you accidentally get 10 sacks and win us a couple games? That'd be awful. So they want to move on. Now, the Saints I've seen are also involved in trying to trade for Robert Quinn.
Okay.
So the Cowboys and Saints are both in on that. I would think if you trade for him, you're also reworking his deal. Hmm. Like which quarterback Tannehill did. Like when Tannehill got traded, he was like, oh, I can go somewhere where you want me? Sure, I'll rework the deal so that they don't just have to cut me and now I get nothing except with somebody like, okay, let me go somewhere where I'm wanted and maybe you extend it. Or maybe you just say, hey, play it out. And if you have a good year, somebody else can pay you and we'll get a comp pick.
That's
for
the value
later
for a team acquiring him. I mean, unless you want to do a real team-friendly deal, I kind of want to get you just to have you on that 1 year.
Yeah, because I would think he would do a pay cut. I don't know if you would do a pay cut without an extension. Because if I just take a pay cut, I'd be like, no, I'll just make Miami cut me.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go into free agency and everybody can have a shot at me.
Yeah.
But the Quinn one is interesting. I would like to see that get done because I think that's great. If you add him, and I would say he'll replace your Randy Gregory production, somewhere from 6 to 8 sacks is what you would guess. And then how about Randy Gregory walks the tightrope that the NFL wants him to walk during the course of this offseason and you have all of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
That could be the medicine we need.
Medicine.
From that man.
We need. Dr. Robert Quinn, medicine man.
Yes! Nailed it.
How long were you holding that?
For a long time.
Yeah.
Not even a Friday.
For the
I was
first
talking
segment,
for a while, yeah.
For the first segment, actually, I had it, but we ran out of time. And I was like, don't worry. We'll talk about Robert Quinn, medicine man, again.
Yeah. That was partial riddle right there on top of a joke. A little extra value in
and
here.
And then Randy Gregory could be on the show and say, weed is my medicine.
Hey, we all got our own thing, right? Mm-hmm. How about what Charles Robinson, he tweeted earlier, things to keep in mind during Eric Berry's get-to-know-each-other visit with the Cowboys. It's too early in his free agent process to immediately expect a bargain deal, and he's planning to look around a bit, barring a strong offer in Dallas. So,
well, you're going to be looking around then because Dallas doesn't make strong offers.
Yeah, you can almost guarantee that he's going to head out just like Gethers and Cobb did yesterday, looking, you know, maybe he's got something in his back pocket that he can have with the Cowboys, but looking for somebody that makes a better offer. I do expect some team to believe in Eric Berry and to bet that he's going to be close to Pro Bowl level and extend more years or more guaranteed money than the Cowboys.
Like, it's a big bet.
Yeah.
For a guy now going to be, this is his age 31 year.
Yeah.
And has played a grand total of 3 games over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I can't see the Cowboys being the team that makes that bet.
No. But, I mean, the Ravens ended up giving Earl Thomas all he wanted at 4 years. So it's hard to say. It really is, because some of these situations, they're coming down the pike and we feel like we know what they're going to be, and then they're totally different.
What would we rather have? The veteran safety, right? If you had to choose, if the Cowboys are like, look, we have enough money to get a veteran safety that we like or a veteran defensive end we like.
I think I would Barry's probably the better player at this point, but I'd probably take the pass rusher and say I'll fix safety elsewhere.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, injuries are even. I'd go with safety because I'm kind of leaning that I think Randy Gregory is going to figure out a way to get back in after missing a few games in 2019. I think they want to make it easier for Randy to get back. How about what Clarence tweeted? Cowboys plan on doing a complete physical on Eric Berry to get a handle on his past injury issues before making an offer as well. That's the thing that's got to just blow the Cowboys back more than anything, right? Because even in theory, they're worried about older players who have an injury history. Now you have a guy who's not only has injury history, but how is that continuing to impact what's going on currently? When the doctors say you're healthy and you're still like, my heel bothers me, that's a problem. You know, I've had, I think, 4, maybe 5 ankle surgeries, and not nearly as bad as what Jeff went through. I had 1 reconstruction. It was bad. And, you know, and afterwards, the doctor told me, yeah, your ankle's fine. You know, you just, you know, you got to flex it more. You're guarded. Your joint is guarded. You won't let it flex as much as it should. But
it hurts. Doc.
Yeah. He says, if we knock you out, I can dang near touch your big toe to your shin right there. You got plenty of flexibility in there. But for whatever reason, in my mind or in my body, the damn thing doesn't bend right and it hurts a lot. He's like, yeah, structurally, you're fine. So whenever that comes up, I think you have to be worried that, okay, the Achilles has healed as much as possible. That was an Achilles from 2017. If it's still a problem, that has to be damn near a deal breaker, I would believe, for the Cowboys. You might be able to get on the field a couple of times, but not bounce back from it. So at this point, I think if you're doing it right, it would be too much to risk multiple years, too much guaranteed money. And then beyond that, we already know the Cowboys are very, very averse to that. But how would you stack, Jeff? Let's turn the conversation to this. How would you power rank your level of desire the Cowboys get a deal done with these 5 guys? Quinn, Cobb, McDowell, Barry, Gethers. Which player do you want to see them come to terms with the most, and which player do you want to see them come to terms with the least?
I'm going to go... I disagree with myself, and I haven't even said it yet. Because I'm going to go Quinn number 1, because I think you have the potential there to have an up to 8, 9, 10 sack guy opposite DeMarcus Lawrence. You could have them together, or you could open up the idea that, hey, maybe this isn't working with DeMarcus. I'm going to take the pass rusher number 1, and I'm going to put the safeties at 2 and 3. I'm just trying to figure out the order. I don't know. What do you think? Eric Berry probably still the better player between him and Gethers. Both injury history, but Berry's probably more worrisome.
I think if they sign Berry, they got clean medicals, and I think their medical department's doing well.
Okay, then Berry, then Gethers, the 2 safeties, then Randall Cobb, then Malik McDowell. Like, I'm okay with the Malik McDowell. I think it would be a fun signing if they made it, because he's kind of a light version of David Irving in terms of his body and his talent, the ability that he has. But it's also just like buying a lottery ticket. You're like, yeah, hey, I'm going to buy this $1 lottery ticket on the off chance that I can scratch off all these numbers. And Malik McDowell is healthy, motivated, cleared to play, ready to play, and still good at football. So he's last for me, but it would be fun if you heard that they signed him, because it would mean that he passed a physical and that they're essentially getting a guy that was first-round talent, two or three years ago? That's fun. That's a fun guy to throw in your D-tackle mix, because right now they have 4 D-tackles, but they don't have any that are exceptionally talented. Malik Collins a little bit when he's healthy, but Malik McDowell's got a ton of talent. If he's cleared, if he's in shape, if he cares, if he wants to play, there's a bunch of ability in there.
We need a war daddy tackle, that's for sure.
We could use it.
I did see at least 1 person on Cowboys Twitter took a look at the Barry film from last year, Marcus Mosher. He tweeted,
"Both snaps
definitely better when closer to the line of scrimmage at this stage of his career. still a fantastic tackler. Missed one tackle from what I've watched. Does wear down. Needs his snaps monitored. So, yeah, I think that would, you know, a lot of that would be consistent with a guy coming back, maybe shaking off a little bit of rust, maybe a little
addition. Yeah, he's made a grand total of 18 tackles over the last 2 years and three games played.
Well, you know, that Achilles thing is, that's tough. When you suffer an Achilles early in a season, it doesn't matter what sport you're in. You just lost two seasons.
Yeah.
You know, that one and the patella, it's just so much more different than ACL and some of the other ones. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You might have heard Mike Trout, 12 years and $430 million. Marty B. is not coming back. Those are amongst the big national storylines here today. We do have the Rangers Manager Show. That's going to start next week, right here next Wednesday on your home of the Rangers. Very excited to bring Chris Woodward into the fold and try to continue the tradition that Banny had set of just being so incredibly insightful.
Bars and, high, Chris.
You know, the availability that he had for us and the insights that he gave were second to none. And I think Chris is going to be very interested in, you know, kind of carrying that torch. It's hard to say after just one interview, but I think he's really into the philosophy of it. And because we are, or at least I am, and you guys also are, or at least you humor me and come along for the ride in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we're talking to the coaches about that kind of stuff, it's interesting for them to get kind of share their philosophy. And I'm really looking forward to continuing to pick his brain and then see how he executes it. I mean, one thing's for sure, Banny could really talk an incredible game, and I think for the first couple of years it resonated well. But as it went on, it was, you know, it's something that I think early on in a leader's trajectory as far as being at the top, it's sort of easier to get an intellectual understanding of it like I do. But when you have to take it off and then lead 25 grown men, I think you go through ups and downs. So it'll be really interesting to see how Woodward does in that department. He did say, by the way, if you're wondering, there's no need to create a rule banning video games like Fortnite during a game.
Good job.
He said it goes without saying that players shouldn't be doing it.
Oh.
If
I was wondering where you're going. I was like, yeah. There's no way he's that much of a player's coach.
Yeah. He just wants you to do whatever makes
you're
you happy.
You're on deck! Sorry, it's down to the final three. The storm's closing, man.
It's a real-time game. There's no pause button, Skip.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, oh, hold on up. Yeah, timeout. Storm's closing. Yeah, it's all good. I got my players' backs. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
He's got all the weapons that he wanted. It's looking good for him. I can't pull him away.
If you guys are more interested in playing video games than being champions, that's on you, said Woodward.
Oh.
It's not a difficult thing to address when you put it in that light. What's more important, your teammates in winning a championship or you becoming a better player in Fortnite?
Man, how addicted are you that, like, you're literally, I know you have to get to the park at like 1 o'clock. If people don't know, it's not like they show up at 5:30 for the game. They have to be there around 1 p.m. to like late, being late would be 2 p.m. But the game's going to be over. You're going to get back to your house at 11 o'clock. You can literally play that Fortnite game from 11 to 2 a.m. and you're going to sleep on time.
Yeah.
Because you don't wake up till 11 or noon as a baseball player.
Nice. Sleeping in even.
Yeah. So I don't like. That's really like, can you just not be addicted to this game for our baseball game? And then you can go home and play that Fortnite game for 2 to 3 hours before
Skip,
you have to go to bed.
If it were a football season and we had 16 games, fine. We have 162. I can't give up Fortnite for 162 days.
It's something about that age, you know, let's call it 10 to 25. Where you can get addicted to a game for months.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Months on end. I mean, Jeff, you ran into Fortnite for like a month, right?
Yeah, yeah,
but then
yeah.
You shook it, right? There's something
about
being...
Yeah, I was kind of told to shake it.
Yeah. And okay. It doesn't help either when you're coming up to bat and behind you on all your stats is Fortnite dances.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that last year? That's
triggering your addiction.
Yeah, Chuck Morgan was doing all the Fortnite stuff, so not that it was the Rangers, it was the Phillies, but it probably like triggers them.
It just gets in your brain because you're doing so many hours of it. You start to see the world as maps and boards. Like when I was addicted to Tony Hawk Pro Skater, everything was something potentially to nollie on or board slide on or all sorts of.
That's what happens with me. Every building out here, I go up to it and start hitting it, and I forget I don't have my pickaxe, so I can't get the materials from it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.